by Souls. Here comes Bad Axe. 11th rebound for Bad Axe. Lakers has 18. Souls to Clancy from about 30 feet away from the hoop. Back to Souls to Clancy. One dribble to Meeks, high post. Back out to Souls. To Tulaski. Back to Meeks inside the lane. Turn around. Man. The hook shot's in for two.
That looked beautiful.
Meeks with 6 points, and it's now a 9-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 16-7. Right wing Williams. Garrett Bowles feeds it in. This one's errant pass brought in by Colby Meeks, but he was out of bounds, and it'll be Laker ball. Underneath the run hoop, left side of your radio.
Meeks is having himself a nice half.
Mason Dubes checks in for Lakers, replaces Garrett Bowles. So out there for the Lakers, we have Andrew Siegfried, Mason Pasek, Mason Williams, Anthony Sheraton, and Mason Dubes. Siegfried into Pasek, right block, immediately shoots, no good. Rebound Clancy, and Nick Siegfried just picked up a foul. Excuse me, Andrew Siegfried, that would be his brother. First against Andrew Siegfried, 15 foul for the Lakers. And this will give Bad Axe the ball 90 feet from their own hoop, left side of your radio. Into Clancy's hands. Token pressure from Lakers. Clancy going coast to coast, can't hang on to it as he tried to spin his way into the lane. Out of bounds. Ninth turnover for the Hatchets now.
For a minute there, it looked like a 2-on-1 was going to develop for the Hatchets. And then all of a sudden, the ball just kind of escaped.
We played about 12 and a half minutes. And we have 19 turnovers. Mason Dubes across midcourt, right to left across your radio, being guarded by Souls. Over to Mason Williams, right wing. Starts to dribble down to the baseline, looks nowhere, and he throws it out of bounds as he's trying to feed Mason Pasek, except he was about 4 feet away from that pass. Fifth turnover in this quarter for the Lakers, 11th so far.
Some frustration is beginning to set in the faces of the Lakers right now.
Mind you, they're coming off of a loss to USA just 2 days ago by roughly about 35 points. Bad Axe dives down. Cody Tulaski dives into the lane, and he is fouled on his way up. He'll go back to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against Mason Pasek. That's his second, and Lakers sixth. Cody Tulaski, the last time at the free throw line, went 1-for-2, and he makes this one. He's now 2-for-3 for 4 points so far. Hunter Kine comes in and replaces Mason Pasek. 17-7, largest lead of the night for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 3:03 before the half is over. Cody Tulaski trying to push this to 11. And this one's good.
So he's roughly shooting his average.
Yes, he is. 75% of the evening. 11-point lead for the Hatchets. 18-7. Mason Williams at the right wing. Trying to feed it back up to Andrew Siegfried. Into the corner to Hunter Kime. Against Tulaski, one dribble back to Siegfried. Against Spencer Britt. Spins to the right side. Nothing there. Back out to Dubes. Dubes now dives down the side of the lane, and this one's tipped away by a Bad Axe defender. Laker ball in front of the Bad Axe bench, left side of your radio. 2:38 left in the second. 18-7. Bad Axe lean by 11. Lakers inbounding. Andrew Siegfried gives it to Dubes in the corner. Double team there, and it throws it right into the hands of Colby Meeks. 12th turnover for the green and white. 2.5 to play in the second quarter, 18-7. Souls takes a three in the corner. This one's good.
That's the one he likes.
It's now 21-7. A 14-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 2:17 left in the second quarter. And Bad Axe is going to be called. Jack Clancy went hard down the right side of the lane. Excuse me, Lakers went down the hard right side of the lane. And
this has got to go on Sheraton.
Anthony Sheraton gets called for the offensive. So seventh team foul. Ball control foul, though, so this goes Bad Axe inbounding opposite side of the court. 21-7. Bad Axe lead by 14. Cody Tulaski at the right block. He was double teamed, and it goes off of a green jersey. White jersey ball outside on the right side of your radio.
Since you're staying out of bounds here, you take it.
Colby Meeks inbounds to Jack Clancy, dribbles back up at midcourt. Resets the offense. 2 minutes to play in the first half. 21-7, Bad Axe lead by 14 points. Cody Tulaski left wing against Dubes. Back to Clancy. Back to Clancy. Excuse me, Tulaski. Colby Meeks, high post, pulls up for the free throw. Jump shot. This one's good.
Well, this is Colby Meeks' half, I'll tell you.
He has 8 points. Badax has 23. A 16-point lead. 23-7. Hunter Keim on the baseline for the Lakers. Skip pass into the left corner. Mason Williams for the long two. This one's short. Rebound, Meeks. Here come the Badax Hatchets.
Keep in mind, Lakers have not scored in this quarter yet.
No, they have not. Jack Clancy to Cody Tulaski, holding the ball on his side and nearly at midcourt. Back to Clancy. 1:10 remains. Back to Tulaski.
They go for last shot with
Lakers showing very little pressure. Skip pass to Souls, right wing, back to Clancy. Now Dubes is on him into the corner. Spencer Britt, and it's tipped out of bounds by Siegfried. Badax ball on the near sideline.
58.4 seconds to go. It kind of looks like the Hatchets one last shot.
And the Lakers looks like they're going to give it to him. Clancy gets the inbound a foot from midcourt. Going against Dubes, over to Tulaski, left wing. Williams against him. Skip pass to the right wing. Souls to the right elbow. Meeks against Williams, back to Souls. Souls to Britt, wide open in the right corner. Has trouble with the dribble. Now he decides to pull for the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Dubes. Here come the Lakers. Dubes spins his way in the lane, gets rejected by bound of the rim, and here comes Souls. The other way, wasting no time, and the layup is good, and in for two. Souls has five, and it's an 18-point lead, and Badax steals the ball. It looks like we have a whistle, and this will be Laker ball. Foul goes against number 14. James Kervin. That does not seem right. I have him for, James Kervin is sitting on the bench.
And that's not right. Besides, that would have been Kervin's third.
Kervin is checking in right now.
We have a little confusion here.
Congress is in committee, we'll call it. The foul goes against
Lakers. Okay.
Number 14. Mason Williams, that's his first. So one-on-one situation with 18 fouls for the Lakers. Puts Aaron Souls to the free throw line for one, perhaps two.
What has happened for last shot, hasn't it?
22 and a half seconds left in this half, and Souls sinks his first free throw, so he gets a bonus. Just when you think you're getting a rhythm in this broadcast, John, it goes off the rails and then some. 26-7, a 19-point lead. Check that, 20-point lead. As Aaron Souls goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 27-7.
This is totally unexpected.
Most certainly. Andrew Siegfried inbounding for the Lakers, facing a full court press. And they feed it to Mason Williams. In traffic across midcourt. Power dribbles over to Sheridan, and he traveled with it. Sheridan took about three steps before he started to dribble. This gets the ball back to Badax. 13th turnover for Lakers.
What's really impressive about Badax's defense is they really play good help-out defense. They really back rotate quickly.
Lakers still scoreless in this quarter. 10 seconds left. Cody Tulaski in the left corner, dribbles down the baseline, off the glass, can't get that to fall. Sheridan has it. 5 seconds left at midcourt. Looks like he's going to pull up for the three, left wing. There it is. It's off the mark, and the Lakers go scoreless in the second quarter. And we have reached halftime with Badax leading by 20 points. Badax 27, Lakers 7, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom, and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, We've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us. But more on that later.